By the end of 2023, up to 50% of the realtors within the United States will go out and do something else and leave the real estate. And what really is going to make a difference there is mindset.
Hello, welcome to episode 155 of the Smart Agents Podcast. As always, my name is Michael Walter, and I'll be your host. In today's episode, we are joined by business consultant and coach Joey Drolshagen. After a 28-year corporate career, Joey took what he learned to launch IFGT Coaching and develop the SMT Method, or Subconscious Mindset Training. Throughout our conversation, Joey shares how mindset plays such a big part in a person's business success, explains the SMT method, and gives examples of how his training has helped transform real estate careers around the country. But before we get on to today's featured interview, make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents Podcast. You can find the show on all major podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and now Amazon Music. Also, if you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or real estate tips to share with our community, send us a message at feedback@smartagents.com. We're always on the lookout for new stories to share. All right, let's get on to today's featured interview with Joey Drolshagen. If you're interested in learning more, you can check out realtorprocoach.com or josephdrolshagen.com. I've included links to both in the episode description. Well, really, the way I like to start everything out is if you could just introduce yourself to us a little bit, who you are and what you do briefly.
Absolutely. I'm Joseph or Joey Drolshagen, I come to be known as. And, you know, I have a 28-year career in corporate America up to a vice president of sales, building massive territories, leading great sales teams, leading terrible sales teams, and later on helping companies in bankruptcy to get back into profitability. You know, but from the time I was 22 years old, I've had this passion inside of me, first and foremost, to learn how to live my life without all the struggle that I was conditioned and taught growing up and everything else. And in doing so, I had this passion light up in me to, I wanted to inspire, motivate, and lead millions of people to living better lives. But Michael, I had no idea how I was going to do that because I wasn't even doing that in my own life. Because back then, if something came really easy to me, I felt like I didn't earn it or didn't deserve it, you know. So there had to be struggle for me to feel like I deserved what I was getting back for it and such. And so as I've gone through the whole process of it, and I've gone through a lot with the mindset and, you know, the law of attraction, secret, things like that and everything. And it never, like I was probably the most positive person I knew. But it didn't bring the results I wanted. And it wasn't until I started learning about 15 years ago, the subconscious mind and the importance that plays in our life, where, you know, and we can go into it a little deeper if you want, but once I started understanding that conditioning, that underlying conditioning of my patterns, paradigms, my belief systems and things like that, that's what was causing me limitation. Once I understood that, then I could start getting help and gaining the tools and the assistance I use today to understand how can we shift that and open up the avenue to achieve more without all the massive actions and exhaustive efforts. And so today I work with business owners, I work with realtors and you know, MLM people building their MLM business. And I help them to really identify that conditioning causing limitation, shift that and just open up the floodgates, literally open up the floodgates to achieving the things they want to achieve. So it's about business growth, but at the same time, it's about having that freedom of time that being a business owner or a realtor or, you know, should have, is supposed to have to it. That seems like it's non-existent today.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that's definitely one of those, what you just said there, that non-existent time. I mean, and you touched on it with, you know, our audience base, the real estate agents, but then I know a ton of people doing the MLM thing that, you know, that they got into it thinking, you know, like that was going to be a side hustle. This was going to be something to provide them a lifestyle. Yes. And they are on their phone connected so much that it is like consuming everything about them. So I definitely want to talk to you about how, you know, to change those mindsets from, you know, to kind of break free of that idea. Yes. Of, you know, you are, I always like to say you're living to work and not working to live is kind of,
yes.
You know, my,
that's a great way to say it.
Yeah.
And yeah, even real, like I have a, again, realtors are a specific audience for me, and I do different things between weekly mastermind groups to you know, one-on-one coaching to group coaching to presentations, workshops, all of that stuff. So in that, I no longer work with a realtor with less than a year, year and a half, 2 years experience. And the reason being is somebody gets this passion about them that they want to help people find their dream home. They see the real estate as a business where it will generate good money, you know, good income from it, and that they'll have freedom in their life and everything else. So they go into it, right? And they do all the testing and everything else. And I have my real estate license. I do stuff in real estate. So I know firsthand the things I'm talking about. And then they go attach with a broker. And then they'll give them a mentor or something to train them as far as what to do. And this person experiences this entire litany of things they have to do to supposedly be successful. And it just buries them. And with even within a few years, a new realtors that I come across and talk to say, man, I'm so exhausted. I never knew it was going to be this much work. And then for the even the ones that are growing their business and find some of their own avenues and such, they still have that overflowing where it's almost a 24/7 business, really, because you have people calling you and, you know, I ordered the moving truck and this isn't happening. And this, you know, and all the things they get involved with from all avenues and stuff, there is no free time. And I think I was sharing with you, I think it was the Washington Post, but I don't remember. Back in January, they posted a thing based on the market shift and everything else that by the end of 2023, up to 50% of the realtors within the United States will go out and do something else and leave the real estate. And what really is going to make a difference there is mindset. And I liked reading that and it made sense. And I know that I've known that all along, even during, you know, we can see times where there's a boom and we have realtors that are struggling. And then we see other times where it's a down market and you see some realtors that are thriving through that. The only difference between those two is mindset.
So when was it, as you know, as you were going through your career and you've really started doing, really gotten into the coaching, where was it that you kind of, you found that, you know, the biggest change in people that you see and the biggest, you know, the thing that you could help people with the most is that mindset and just kind of getting them past those mental hurdles?
It started out, I was my guinea pig, to be honest with you. You know, I was my test monkey going through that because I lived my life like that. I lived my life where I burned candles at all ends. And if something didn't work, I would work harder at it and I would put more effort to it. And I'd come up with more strategies, which then leads to a more exhaustive to-do list. And I would just continue just going until realistically, I've had a few businesses early on when I was so burned out from them. It's like, I'll do anything. I just don't want to do this anymore. You know, it beat me. And as I started developing that and understanding, today I run multiple businesses. I do coaching. I do consulting. I told you speaking, workshops, all the different things I do. And it ignites me with those activities that I'm doing. And it's all based on the fact because it's having the impact I want to have, but also because of the way I go about things. You know, one of my mentors was late Bob Proctor, and he taught me that, you know, successful people don't do certain things. Which is what our conditioning tells us all we have to do, right? The new realtors, you have to do this and you have to do this and you have to, you know, the whole litany of things you have to do. Successful people do things a certain way. They get into alignment with what that is they want to create. And then it's not about strategizing. The path I've had up to now, I could not have constructed with my own thinking. But when I get into that alignment of it, when I get into that mindset where my conscious and subconscious mindset are in alignment, all of a sudden I start capturing more of those thoughts of those ideas that I could do. And I start taking those. And with a lot less effort, I get greater results from that. I've worked with realtors who were, I had one client who was living in South Carolina, and this is like pre-boom, you know, the last couple of years. And they were doing okay. Not great, but they were doing okay. And they wanted to move. They were moving to Tennessee. And they got over into the Tennessee area. And they didn't know anything about the area. It was brand new. And something happened with a spouse's job that moved them there. And so, and man, they started hitting the ground. They were just clicking. They started getting leads. And they started doing the things that they do and stuff. And all these things are happening. And then they made the mistake of going to a networking meeting for realtors in that area. And they started hearing about the competition. They started hearing about the unreasonable sellers. They started hearing about how little there was on the market, you know, not enough buyers on the market. They started hearing all those things. And within the matter of a little over a month, their leads diminished to almost nothing. And the only thing that changed is they now had other people's information into what they do.
Absolutely. So I really want to get into, you know, your SMT method and tell me, you know, what that is and kind of how our agents can apply those things, you know, to, you know, better their businesses.
Absolutely. Yeah. I always love talking about my SMT method. It's a trademark method that I use across the board with the people I work with. And it stands for subconscious mindset training. So we have the conscious mind. Right. The conscious mind is we decide what we want. Our knowing comes from our conscious mind. So somebody in real estate, they go into real estate, they want to build a good book of business. They want to build a good referral system. They want to build a good revenue. They want to build a team. Whatever it is they want to build is in our knowing. Our conscious mind, we have control over. And it's based on what, you know, the thoughts that we entertain, the books we read, the people we hang out with. So the woman that went from South Carolina to Tennessee, it changed what she focused on, which then changed her results. So that's the kind of thing in the conscious mind. Okay. And then we have a subconscious mind. And this is a part for a couple decades I missed out on. But in the subconscious mind, it just absorbs whatever the conscious mind is focused on, which makes sense. But within there, there's this motherboard of all of our programming, of our patterns, our beliefs, our, you know, everything we've experienced, been told, everything else that's in that motherboard. And that's that voice that plays back that we hear in our head that'll tell us why we're not enough or why we can't do something or bring up all the difficult and fears and everything else. That's all coming from that conditioning within the subconscious. But along with that, that subconscious is what triggers the brainwaves to the actions we take or we don't take. Now, it goes deeper scientifically, but for a way of illustrating it, that's how it works. So we have the conscious mind that's our knowing, but we have the subconscious mind that's our doing. So when you look at the conditioning in somebody, they know what they want, but their subconscious mind is driving them into taking all these massive actions, exhaustive efforts, all of the stuff that we do, you know, try harder. You have to, you know, one of the conditioning is you have to know the answers. If you want something, you got to be able to make it happen and things like that. All that's playing in the subconscious. So it's not triggering the brain waves to take the actions that fulfill that knowing. So we have a disconnect or a gap, our knowing doing gap between the two. What I do is I help people identify that conditioning. First off, we start with building what I call a dynamic vision. I have road mapping tools. I use that for every realtor, business owner, every organization I've helped from bankruptcy back to profitability. We start with stop looking at the current situation, circumstances, and conditions and deciding what we can or can't do based on that. And let's get a vision. Let's get a vision of a life that's unrealistic, that's beyond what we could even imagine happening. And then let's start moving into that vision. I do that by help the realtors I work with to develop systems of accelerating habits. So instead of doing 100 different things and trying to find the time, we find the things. What are the things that light you up? What are the things that ignite your attraction factor? What are those things that really spark you? And let's find more time to do those things. So that right there breaks the conditioning that to be successful as a realtor, you have to do all these categories. What I help them do is find out which of those areas that you could be doing really light you up. And let's just do that more often. And that will bring in additional. So as we're going through that, it starts bumping up against that conditioning, the patterns, the belief systems that are causing the limitation and not taking the actions, which we see as procrastination and other things like that. And we shift that. I have a process where we can actually very quickly shift that and open up the doorway, which then opens the doorway to opportunities. So we start realizing more of those, what I call out of the blue things, where you think you're trying to figure out how to do something. All of a sudden you overhear something or you read something and it gives you that answer. And you could not have planned how you were going to get that answer. And you start achieving success easier. In doing so, it then starts opening up the freedom that we're, you know, that's supposed to be attached to being a realtor or a business owner. And right. That's the whole process right there in a nutshell type of a thing.
Right. So I really like what you said, you know, about honing in on those things that really kind of light you up and that you find enjoyment in, because, you know, if everything subconsciously is, oh gosh, you like this dread that you're having to do this, or there's this list of 55 things that I have to do to get this lead. you know, not only is it, you know, lead into that procrastination, but also just your overall, just well-being. You're just not going to be happy in what you're doing. You're not excited to get out there. And, you know, and I think people can see that pretty easily. If you don't have that energy that you're putting off, that's going to hurt your business as well.
You don't have to go any further than social media. Go to Facebook and watch people's like 1 minute clips. You ever see somebody who does a live and you can tell they can't stand doing what they're doing? Like, how long do you watch that for?
Yeah. Right.
Not very long, right? And then you see somebody who that light, the camera really lights them up and they're on, you can tell they're passionate about what they're doing. And we'll watch those people longer. And we'll typically want to get to know more about those people. And it's the exact same way here. So I'll give you a quick example. I worked with a real estate agent who had been doing real estate for 13 years. And this is before this last boom that I worked with, but for 13 years, her highest year was $7.5 million in residential real estate sales in a year. When I met her, she was drowning, just trying to, you know, her business was dropping down and she was following that spiral down, working exhaustive hours, all that stuff and everything. And she said to me, "Joey, I don't even think I have time to talk to you every week." Like, that's how busy she was. She wasn't spending time with family or you know, working out or spending time with friends, any of that stuff. It was just work, 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 eat and sleep, you know, and live work. We worked together for almost a year, 9 months actually. In that year, her residential income sales almost toppled over $23 million. And Michael, it was the only year of her adult life that she took 5 weeks of vacation in that year.
Wow.
So when I say the results of this show up, and if you talk to her today, she'll tell you, man. And because since that year, that's been about 3 years now, her business has continually grown. She now has an assistant, somebody else that works on her team to handle because her business has grown and stuff. And it's been easy, easier than anything she had ever tried before.
Right. Absolutely. And so when you're working with somebody like that and like, you know, really kind of getting started, when it comes to those, you know, those exercises of really kind of paring down and figuring out, hey, what you enjoy doing, like what are the part of the aspects and what are the part of that, you know, for the agents, the lead generation that you enjoy doing. Yeah. And then really, what do you have time to put a lot of effort in? Like, I have to imagine like that is a, people have to take that extremely seriously for this to work.
You know what I find, as long as I can get somebody, now somebody's got to be open-minded, somebody that knows the pathway and that's the only way it'll work and anything else is, you know, not right. And so I can't help that person at all. And it took me a long time to realize what I do isn't necessarily for those who need it. It's for those who want it. They want to experience something different in their life. Really, once the vision right up front coming out of the gate, we develop that dynamic vision with the road mapping tools. And right there, once we get that vision developed, that becomes bigger than the current situation, circumstances, conditions, any of that stuff going on. So the excitement of that vision will start, instead of being pushed by our pain, where we're doing things we can't stand doing, but we feel like we have to, or we're going to lose the business or not be in real estate, is we start getting pulled into this vision. And I have had people who say, "I can't stand doing this." But once that vision was ignited and we started stepping into that, all of a sudden they're going, "You know what? That's not so bad. I don't mind doing that now." You know, so it can really change our perspective on things. And then as we're doing that and going through the process in the system of the SMT method, identifying the conditioning that's causing the limitation and then shifting that opens up the doorway to start achieving more without as much effort.
Right. Absolutely. It's interesting. I was actually just recently talking to an agent in Canada, and he had joined he got into real estate after having, you know, a totally separate business for a while. And he, about his second year in, he got a coach. And he told me that, you know, after we got done the conversation talking about all of his success, I asked him, you know, what's the number one thing he wished he could go back and change? And he said, "I wish I would have gotten a coach years ago, even in my tree business, just because of what, how it helped me focus, you know, my business." What kind of people and what kind of mindset do people need to come into coaching to make sure that it's successful?
Yeah, I would say, and I would say to come in with, like I talk about a beginner mindset with everyone I work with. And I do qualifying when I talk to people and stuff like that, because somebody without an open mind, I can't really help you, like we talked about. So I talk about the beginner mindset. You know, we all know a lot of things. If you've been in real estate for 6 months or longer, you know things about selling real estate and stuff. But what I look for is people who are willing to take and add to, rather than the I know everything, is what can I learn new to that I can add to that base. That would be like somebody who would really be open to coaching. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, because actually this one particular gentleman, he said, you know, it wasn't so much that I needed somebody to tell me what to do, is I needed them to ask me, like kind of get me answering the questions.
That's so funny, Michael, because I paused there and I was going to go into this next step and you literally just brought it up. What differs, and I've done, like I've invested in a lot of coaching to get to this point in my life, and I still do, because they say the best coaches have coaches, and I want somebody helping me look out to see where I'm running into my paradigms and patterns and stuff, you know, so I still do. But what differs in what I do from most coaching programs, and you can see this online in the advertisements and everything else, they tell you that they have a plan, they have your plan. And what they've done is they've learned a system. Somebody's learned a system that if you do A, B, and C, it's going to lead to D. Well, what happens is that system was built on some other unique individual's pathway. That will never work for me, which is why so many of these really expensive high-level coaching programs that you pay tens of thousands of dollars for, less than 1% of the people in those programs ever achieves anywhere near the level that the person who built it did, because they have their pathway. So what I tell my clients is, I don't know your pathway. I don't know your vision. What I'm really good at is helping you and questioning it through questions and all of that, helping you define what that vision is, and then helping you develop systems of accelerating habits that are unique to you that will help you achieve those with not as much effort and open up your free time with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, and just defining, having those, defining what your definition of success is in those types of things, I think is always super important. Yes. To define also, because, you know, I might, hey, you know what, if I'm providing for my family and we're being able to take those vacations, that might be my definition of success, as you know, provided that I'm getting that free time and I'm not working myself into the ground.
Sure.
I might not need, you know, the fancy Lamborghini and all that good stuff.
Yeah. And you and I could have the exact same vision, right? I mean, we could have the same dollar amount that we say, this is what I desire. We could have the same free time that we'd say, this is what I desire, but it will never be the same route that we'll take and get there. And so what I do is I don't lay out that route and that path and that process. I work on accountability, you know, like most coaching programs do, but it's not accountability that you follow, that you check these boxes. It's the accountability that says, I know that you want that vision. And so if you're not taking the actions that you've, you know, that I've helped them develop, there's something going on in your conditioning that's preventing you from doing that. So let's identify what that is. And I ask questions and help them identify that for themselves so that then we can shift that and open up that avenue up. So it really is not so much a directing people on what they need to do. It's helping them through the transformation to get to that vision that they want to experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, from the people that I've talked to that have kind of gone through similar transformations for themselves, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, not people say, but there's that fear that, you know, if I am taking the time away from my business for family, I can't be successful in business. Yeah. And vice versa. If I'm putting everything into my business, I can't be, you know, the great dad or do all those things. But that's just right. Simply not true.
It's not. But we're conditioned to believe that. We're conditioned that we have so much time. We're conditioned that we, you know, and I mean, even back in you know, crossing over religious lines and things like that. And I'm not slating anybody, but we're taught that if we expect those things, it's wrong. If we expect that we have wealth, it's wrong. But people with wealth have such a bigger impact on what they can help and what they can do within this world and things like that and stuff. So it's, you know what I mean? So even looking at those things, but we're so conditioned that you can't have it all. And what I've learned is that's bullshit. I see clients every day living this life that they want to live. And sure, there's all effort in some areas and stuff like that. But overall, they're going, man, my life has never been this good. You know, I get to go where I want to go and do what I want to do. Most of the time, I have freedom of time. I have income coming in, which allows me to do things. I get to, you know, and all of it's based on our perception. You know, one of the things I love to share is the reality of our life is make-believe, because the entire reality of our life is based on our perceptions. It's based on our conditioning. It's based on how we perceive the situation, circumstances, and conditions. At any time, we can change the reality of our life by changing our perceptions.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's definitely, you know, the whole idea of, you know, what success looks like, you know, from one person to the next person you're standing in the line of the grocery store is always, it's fascinating when you kind of really look at it that way. I do want to ask you, you know, about when you've worked with somebody, when you've really kind of worked on getting somebody's mindset changed this way, how beneficial it is to their business and specifically real estate agents when we do have market, you know, kind of dips and changes as we're kind of going through.
Well, think about this. If you're living by situations, circumstances, and conditions, if that's where all your power goes into, how up and down is your life going to be based on the market, based on competition, based on, you know, what's happening at with stocks and everything else? How up and down is it going to be? What happens is when we start working from a dynamic vision, when we start working from that place of what we want to achieve, and we start really putting that on and tools to do all of that stuff, all of a sudden the situation, circumstances, and conditions start shrinking down because they're not the impact matter anymore. They're not the end line game of what you can achieve in your life. They're just blips. Sometimes good, sometimes not. That's all it is. So it really kind of irons that out. So instead of living in constant fear, doubt, and worry about what's going on with the market, what here is coming up next year that we can't do anything about anyways, and what's happening, is you're coming from this vision that says, it doesn't matter what's happening here. I know I'm going there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, before we wrap up, I definitely want to ask you about where, you know, our audience can, you know, get more about your coaching. Cause before we started recording, you talked specifically about your real estate, kind of avenue as well.
Yes. Yeah. And anybody can go, I mean, two avenues really. One is you can go to realtorprocoach.com, and that's a website. It hosts everything. Get a hold of me and all that. Or you can go to, if you want to continue this conversation and see how it could apply to you or get some help with something, you can reach out to coachwithjoey.com and schedule a 15-minute call with me. And we'll get on there. We'll talk about anything that came up here that there's questions on, you know, whatever is going on for you and your real estate and stuff, and see if I can't help you get some alignment going to start shifting those struggle points around.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a conversation that could last, you know, hours and hours, you know, with the different mindset techniques and all those kind of things. But I think it is really important for people to, you know, look at those things and find those things that they find enjoyment from and really, you know, kind of lean in on those.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, it could lead to longer conversation, but it's also an easy way just to spark it and get your mind thinking along those lines of what's possible beyond what you're experiencing today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I really do appreciate you taking the time for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Michael. Great conversation.
I really want to thank Joey for taking the time to speak with us today. And remember, if you're interested in learning more about the SMT method or additional real estate coaching, I've included links in the episode description. So once again, if you think you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or tips to share with our community, send us a message to feedback@smartagents.com. Well, that wraps things up for this episode, but remember, follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts and make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents YouTube channel. Again, I'm Michael Walter, and we'll see you on the next episode.